Jesus Christ. Some exciting things are happening today for our beautiful family of the Church of God in Reedsburg. All our confirmation students are on retreat at Camp Gray today. And Father Dave and I were there last night to assist in hearing their confessions. And there was probably 100 kids there from all over the diocese and many priests. So it was a beautiful thing to see the kids diving into their faith and learning what it's all about. And secondly, today, God's family is growing. We have two baptisms after Holy Mass today, which is awesome. Bren and Ada. So please pray for them, pray for their families, that their parents and godparents be the witnesses that they need to see to fall madly in love with Jesus Christ and his church, which is our family. See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name. Do not follow them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The reflection that I want to share with you today comes from last night in being with the confirmation students. Because not too long ago, I'm only 27 years old, I was in their shoes. I was going through what they experienced and pretty much where they're at in their journey of faith, trying to find the way, trying to figure life out. And you've probably had those moments in your life where you're like, oh, I wish somebody would have told me that before I made that mistake or fell into this trap. And last night was kind of one of those experiences, but it was kind of neat. I got to be on the other side of the screen as a priest. And so I could relate to them very much in what they're going through. And I said to some of them, you know what? I've been in your shoes. I've been where you are at right now. And I just share what I want to share with you because I've discovered something greater. And I want you to know about that and to take advantage of that. You can see the beautiful thing about being a priest is you get to become an expert in humanity. People who come to you to share their hearts with you in so many different ways, but especially in the sacrament of confession, where the priest stands in for Jesus Christ, the Son of Justice with his healing rays. And he imparts some wisdom, hopefully, to help us find our way, to encourage us on our journey, on our spiritual lives. And you can also see in these privileged moments how our adversary, the devil, is working against us. And we heard Jesus say in the gospel, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name." In the past, we've been blessed to have a culture which had cult built into it. The worship of the true God. God used to be present in society, but today society is trying to take God out of the culture, and we see what the results of it are. Brokenness, hurt, despair, loneliness. And my heart goes out to these kids because they're trying to find their way. And they're giving into those things that our Lord said to be careful about. They're not bad things because God created all of creation good. But sometimes they take creation and turn it on its head and they become evil things. For example, today, technology, it can be a great thing. It can assist us, it can make life easier. But the people that design technology have poured trillions of dollars into it to make it addictive. Think of social media. You can scroll on to infinity to your heart's delight. They know that our hearts long for the infinite. They long for God. So they design something to take that place. And what are they left with? Emptiness. You can have so many friend requests or friends that you may seem like the most popular person in the world, but how many of those people are actually true friends? Or are they just numbers on a screen? And also, some of the deepest longings of our human nature, of our hearts, our search for truth, beauty, and goodness. There's also things on the internet, in the media, which are very dangerous for our souls, for adults, for young people, for children. And the people that design this make it so easy to get into, so you'll get hooked, because they know that our hearts long for greatness, long for beauty, long for God. So we have to be very careful, like Jesus recommends us to do. And I only say this because I've fallen into those traps myself. I am a sinner, maybe one of the worst. Every Tuesday, I back up my dump truck to the confessional and I just dump off a whole load of sins, and it feels great. God gives us that gift of that sacrament, which is amazing, so we can experience and feel God's healing in our lives. And it really made me reflect on as well that the church is our refuge. We have this new beautiful chapel, Our Lady of Refuge Adoration Chapel. And it really rings true, because the world promises us happiness. Scroll on to infinity. Have all these friends. Life will be great. But at the end of the day, we just see where it leaves people. And it's not what God wants for us. We should enjoy that stuff if it's good, because he wants us to be happy by taking advantage of creation. But to realize the first commandment is, I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. He's a jealous God. He loves us so incredibly much that he sent his only son to die for us. That's a jealous father who wants to bring his children back into the fold, to protect them from what's going to harm them. And he gives us our mother, Mary, and our mother, the church, to protect us when we fall, to be our refuge, and to give us the strength to be God's family, to be God's children who are called to live a heavenly life, so that we can be in heaven with God for all eternity. So, lastly, I promise, lastly, St. Paul talks about giving the testimony of one's life. What our world wants to see and what our world hungers for is authenticity, an authentic life which leads to happiness and which leads to holiness and which leads to heaven. And the fact that we are all here today is awesome, because this is the school of life. Mass teaches us what it means to be a Christian. And then we can go out into the world. When we say, go forth, the Mass is ended. And help fill people's hungry hearts by the witness of your life, by sharing your wisdom, by sharing your testimony, your story. Say, what does my faith mean for me? What has it done for me in my life? And I love it so much that I want to share it with you, because I love you so much. So thank you for making the sacrifice to be at the Holy Sacrifice today. And please continue to pray for our young people so that they, by your experience, may know the way, that they may fall madly in love with Jesus Christ, and that they may find in him the path to eternal life. May Almighty God bless us all and our families, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ.